As you look out on a recently planted rice field in Wharton County, near the Gulf Coast, you might expect to see green. But actually, the field looks pretty dusty and brown. And that's normal. All that moisture is actually beneath the surface.
There's the seed, planted in good, solid moisture. It's another one.
That's rice farmer Ronald Gertson. We're standing on his farm where he expects to plant around 2,100 acres of rice this year. It's an improvement over last year for Gertson, but it's at a higher cost than ever before. Gertson, like most rice farmers here, is no longer getting water from the Lower Colorado River Authority. The LCRA cut off rice farmers here for the third year in a row as the drought wears on. But his rice crop still needs hundreds of millions of gallons of water to grow.
The loss of this water to my family's business has meant we've had to invest millions of dollars into replacing it with groundwater. Groundwater that may or may not be reliable in itself.
Gertson's family has been farming rice on this land for 100 years. And since the 1940s, his family and other rice farmers around here got cheap, reliable water from the LCRA. Until now. So Gertson is drilling wells instead. He points out one near the rice field. It doesn't look like much, just some pipes sticking out of the ground.
That new setup, complete with motor and pump, is going to cost about $300,000. Then in addition to that, you need about $100,000 in underground pipeline to be able to distribute that water to the 600 acres you can rotate that water on.
It's a big investment, one that Gertson estimates maybe one-fifth of the farmers in his area have been able to make. He's lucky enough to own much of the land that he farms on, unlike many of his neighbors. For those that don't, spending millions of dollars on drilling and pumps and pipes doesn't make much financial sense.
It's probably not an investment most banks would want to back, but it's an investment that we believe in.
Gertson hopes that the wells can at least provide a backup water supply when surface water isn't available, like today. But even when LCRA does start delivering water to him again, it may come at a much higher price. The agency says farmers have been underpaying for water for decades, and it needs to start recovering the cost of delivering the water through canals that need maintaining. For Gertson's county, that means rates could go up 37%. Karen Bondi of the LCRA's Water Resources Department says in neighboring Matagorda County,
the irrigation rate will increase 90%.
Rice farmers don't see their discounted water rates as an underpayment. After all, irrigators helped to pay to build the canals back in the 1930s and 40s. Now, agricultural experts say, their contributions are being ignored. Darren Hudson is an agricultural economist at Texas Tech University.
You already hear in the political realm that it's, well, you know, agriculture uses 95% of the water. You know, we just need to turn the irrigation wells off. Those conflicts are going to just intensify.
And prices will keep going up, in part because water is becoming more expensive in the marketplace, Hudson says, and perhaps also in part because of urban interests trumping rural ones. Whatever the reason, Hudson thinks farmers growing water-intensive crops like rice will be the first to go. Either they'll find another crop or they'll find another career. Nina Satija, KUT News.